Good morning, Rabboisai! Lili Nishmas Yimi Mirosi, Rusmas Mordechai. Today's shiur is sponsored by Ari Davis from the famous London MDY Chabura in Schus of the biggest upcoming London scene for Sukkos. Join at tinyurl.com/MDY London Sium sign up. Wow, that's not hard to remember. It's a tinyurl.com/MDY London Sium sign up. One word. Givaldik. So what do we have today? Well, we have Simon Jacobs, who came back from America, was at the Chasana, doing the daf in Bidud. Great. We also have what?
Should have had a bottle of wine in the
picture. Yeah, who's Simon Jacobs? He came all the way from Yerushalayim to give me 4 bottles of geshmack of wine. I'm not going to say. What? What's the problem? Still problem? What's the problem, Gershon? Tell me the problem. I want to start over because I got over 10 emails that there was an echo yesterday, so I'm not interested in echoes. Should we start over? I'll start over,
no? No, this new microphone fixes that.
Ah, we have a new microphone. Okay, Shmack. Here, where's the new microphone that they brought in for? Records everything now. Givaldi. Okay, if you're wondering why there's two. Now here is a text message somebody sent me that he put this poster in his status without soliciting anybody. He put this in his status and somebody says, F19, we know what F19 now means. Flatbush 19, Atzala. I'm going to do it. Now you can hold him to it. Nice. Beautiful. A couple of emails here. Oh, so we have from Ari Davis. Mazel tov on your recent simcha. He saw that I'm not reading the emails, so he decided to sponsor this year. The MDY London Chevra is getting together for the CMA. I was going to. You didn't have to. Mamish, you didn't have to. Wednesday, September 1st, at the Aviv restaurant in Edgware, between 8 and 10 p.m. Okay. If you not have already signed up, call Ari Davis, 079-66-418-419. And everybody else in the world could call that number, too. Ari Davis in Golders Green, London. Roy Bernstein, thank you for your wonderful share. I watch it daily with my 14-year-old grandson all the way from Africa, South Africa. Cape Town, South Africa. Givaldik. Also, if you'd like to have some MDY merchandise in South Africa. No. Rabbi said, this is the first time I ever got a snail mail. Imagine the mail. I don't even know why. I only check that mailbox once every 3-4 months. Kid you not. No, it's typed. This is from, the guy probably doesn't have email, Elio Nyman. He says, I'm amazed and should have joined earlier. Well, I do attend the regular Daf Yomi Shir. Huh? There is an email address. Good point. He has email. But it gets your attention when it comes in the snail mail. I didn't even know they have that thing still. Where I'm about, I get invitations from like 3-4 years ago. All of a sudden it shows up in my mailbox. Where I'm responsible, I decided to add some flavor to the daf. Beginning with Mikar Masechta, taking it upon myself to do chazara with Yashir. Your entire Yashir is a lifesaver. It's live. The posters describe a particular sugya, extremely helpful. Your thorough explanation, along with any related topic to Yashir, adds so much flavor and as helpful chazara. I've never done chazara while attending a regular daf yomi Yashir. My shul, your live Yashir view during the remaining hours of the day. This remaining hours of the day, you could always hop around. A few minutes here, there, it gave me the incentive. Maybe Zoicha to be the shliach. And attracting many more to join you, Geshmak Hashir on a daily basis, but covet Gadol Elio Naiman. Shkoyach Elio. A nice vart from Yosef Asiya. I want to add too, why is it better to go to the Beis HaAvel, to the Beis HaSimcha? He heard this from an older Bacher in his 40s. Because over there, you don't hear Emir Tzashem Bayu Bekarev. Alan Zermak, you have mentioned today's shir that your shir is public on the internet. And not like the Gemara says, after retire of a Seisar. Just on the contrary, there are so many of us that are listening to your shir in the middle of a busy work day when no one is around or on a bus. I guess he's sneaking the shear from his boss. He's on a bus and train where no one sees, with zero fanfare, your shear is very much besaser. Okay, lots of atzlacha to all you people in shear. Oh, and this one maybe we'll just leave for later. This is a mistake that I made in yesterday's shear. We could fix it in middle. This is from, okay, I'll just say it now. From Moshe Rosenheim from Kiryat Sefer, a.k.a. the Ingeman on the treadmill, MDY in Galit Division. Don't forget, it's not the shear, it's the chever. That's how he signs off. But he said that I said that you, I could hear the shear. Who's listening? Who's listening to loud? Thank you. He said that I said that you pour in the wine into that shaft. It's not true. You pour it on the corner of the mizbeach and it flows into that shaft next to it. Very good. Mefurish Rashi, Mefurish Art Scroll. He says, as a younger man, he looked in the notes. Note 19, Ayin Chum. Okay. So we are 6 lines from the bottom. Rabbi say, oh, today is a big simcha for all those who joined us. Mesechtas Brachas. Today's 600 days into the cycle. 600. It's huge. Of course, I'm not the one that came up with that date. It's David himself. All right. So, and for us, that we started in Avodah Zarah, it was very quiet yesterday. Did anybody notice? There's some guy in the back wasn't screaming every 2 seconds. Okay. Come over here, Yeshua. We've mamish missed you for the last 3 days. No, stay, whatever. We started, us guys, Reuven, Chet, who's here, Noam, Fix, who else? You, Nachman, like a few days later. 1,289 days ago. Almost half a shas. 60 days away from half a shas. Unbelievable.
That's a big accomplishment.
It is. Half a shas. We're going to do a siyum by you. Half a shas siyum by you in your house. The full one will be by me. V'amar v'lazar. May dichsiv piya pascha b'chachma. We say it on Shabbos night, Friday night. Piya pascha b'chachma. V'sayras chesed al shayna. Did anybody ever think what the pshat in Torah's chesed? There's regular Torah and there's Torah's chesed. V'chiyash Torah shal chesed v'yash Torah shayna shal chesed. Says the Gemara, yes. Elo Torah l'shma. When you learn for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for no other reasons on the side, zui Torah shal chesed. Yeah. Shaloi l'shma zui Torah shayna shal chesed. It's Torah, but it's not shal chesed. I'm talking shaloi l'shma, but l'shma, but it's not on the same madrigal. Ikad Amri, some say Torah l'lamda, when you teach it to others, zui Torah shal chesed. You're learning Torah and you're doing for others chesed. Shaloi l'lamda zui Torah she'ena shal chesed. All right, says the Gemara. K'maseru b'chol. So gathering the water for the nisuch ha'mayim on Shabbos was the same exact thing. However, in order not to carry the water from the Shiluach all the way to the Mishamikdash, they would gather it and put it in a golden barrel, which was not Mekudesh, didn't have Kedusha. But why not? The Gemara wants to understand why not. Bamai, Nesi b'mekudeshas. Let him bring the water in a barrel that's Mekudesh. In other words, it's not a kasha. We're just trying to explain what the Mishnah is talking about. So we're going to go like this. This might be more confusing, but it's a chart. Nevertheless, who cares? You don't have to pay attention to this. The Gemara understands in the beginning, in the Hava Amino, that there's two conditions. First of all, you cannot put more or less water in a kli in order to be Mekadesh. If you put more water than necessary, then it's not roi for the kli. So the kli doesn't give a kedusha. So how does it work? You have a kli typically made out of gold, silver in the Beis HaMikdash. This kli has kedusha, and it's able to be Mekadesh other things like water, flour, wine. Whatever you put inside, it becomes kadesh. That's only if you put the right amount. So for Nisuch HaMayim, we need 3 lugin. So if you put 3.1 lug, it will not make it kadosh. Why? Because it's not roi. It's too much. Because there's a shear. The Gemara understands that there's a shear to how much water there is. It has to be exactly 3 lug. And if you put 4 lug, you pour 4 lug on the mizbeach, no good. It has to be exactly 3. And if you put less than 3 lug in this kli, it's also not mekadosh. So you have to take a measuring cup and put in exactly 3 lug, and then it becomes kadosh. That's number one. Number two, so now I have an etzah. Why put it in a barrel that's gold and not kadosh? Put it in a barrel that has kedusha. Just put 4 lug in there. If you put 4 lug, then the barrel doesn't have the ability to be mekadesh it. And therefore what? Therefore, it could stay overnight. Because anything that's really Kaddish Kedushas HaGuf, the Kedusha goes into it inherently, then you can't leave it overnight in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't be there overnight. But since it's not going to have Kedusha because it's 4 log, not 3 log, so put it in a Kli that's Kaddish. Why are you going out of your way and finding some Kli in a Beis HaMikdash that's not Kaddish? It's very hard to find something like that. That's number one. Number two, put it in the Kli and don't have in mind to be Mekaddish it. The Gemara understands that you need two conditions. You need das. Tzarech das. You need to have in mind. So don't have in mind. Put it in a Kli that's Kaddish, all the Kedushas in the world, and just say to yourself, I'm not going to be Mekaddish this water. Just like we're not Yaitza with this Esrig. So you do it in your head. I'm not Mekaddish. And finished. But that's in the Hav Amino. Ziri comes along and says, these two rules are wrong, the exact opposite. So that's one answer. And then we're going to have another answer at the end. These two rules are right. Okay, let's see inside. So again, so the Gemara is asking, why can't you put it into a barrel that has Kedusha, just put too much water in there? Or have a thought and say to yourself, I don't want it to become Kaddish. You need my Kayin's thought, or whoever's putting it in there, to make it Kaddish. Amaziri, Kosavar, number one, Ein Chir Lamayim. So if you put in 4 log instead of 3 log, it will become Kaddish. Why? Because Ein Chir Lamayim. There is no Shir. So if you put more, it becomes Kaddish. And Uklei Shoris Mekadshim Shaloi Midas. So basically, Zir is saying these two assumptions you made in your question are the reverse, exact opposite. I disagree with both of them. V Maisibim Kudeshes, and the Gemara on top of Nun says, Nun, 49 dafin, but it's an unbelievable number. V Maisibim Kudeshes. Now, if you do bring it in a Kli that's Mekudesh, then it has Kedushas HaGuf, this water. If Silulu Belina, then it's going to become possible by sleeping overnight. And we don't want that because we're bringing it on Friday because you can't carry it. Bring it on Friday. Friday night, it becomes already possible and I can't bring it on Shabbos. Oh, so apparently not. The Kli has power just to be in college. You can't have against it, right. Thought about it for a second, but this is not like I'm being Yaitz and I'm being, you put this in the Kli. The Kli is Kaddish, you know what I'm saying? It has that Kedusha, you can't do anything about it. It's like Tumah. I don't want this thing to become Tame. It's the opposite. It's kind of the reverse, you know? Kedusha and Tumah. Chizki Omar. Kli Shareis Ein Mekachin Elo Midas. See, he argues on one thing. He says, you're right. From our Mishnah, you could prove that Ein Shir Lamayim. Okay, Ein Shir, that I'll agree to. But one thing is, you need Das. Okay, so you need Das. But Das is not something that I could tell if you had Das or not. If I put in too much water and I'm a bystander, I see you put in a lot of water and therefore it's not Kaddish. But there's another problem here. The problem is, I don't know what's going on in your head. You tell me that you thought that it shouldn't become Kaddish. And I don't know that. I think that you thought that it should become Kaddish. How do I know? I'm just a bystander. I'm one of the visitors in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know what's going on. Since it's something you can't know, other people will see it and they'll say, look, there was Das, it did become Kaddish, and Lina is not a problem. So tomorrow, this guy's going to eat his carbon or whatever it is that slept overnight, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash that had Lina, and that's a problem. I don't want people to get confused. Omer Rabbiani and Ruzero, or Omer Rabbiani, Nagoris Ruzero wasn't in that generation. It was much later. Afilu teme yeshir lamayim. Ukli shoreis emikachim elamadas. I'll go with both of these things. Yeshir lamayim, like the Havamina. You see over here, I wrote Havamina and Rabbiani. Because Rabbiani says, I'll go with the Havamina, the opposite of Ziri. Yeshir lamayim. It has to be exact. And if you go more, everybody knows right away that it's not Kaddish. Ukli shoreis emikachim elamadas. And a Kli Shoris, I need the person's mind and his intent to make it Kaddish. So what's the problem over here? So then I have a question. Why do you use a barrel that's not Kaddish? Use a barrel that's Kaddish. Just think to yourself, it's not Kaddish. Or put in a lot. Put in 4 log, not 3 log. This water is so old, this is still from Yom Kippur's water. What happened in Yom Kippur? Let's see. Oh, where's that picture? Not in order today. Yeah, here. This is still a picture from Yuma. Here's the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, one day a year. Instead of washing his hands and feet directly from the Kiyar, he used a golden vessel. So they're going to say, now how much do you need? How much water for the golden vessel? Even 100 looks, says Rashi. There's no shear, because he keeps on pouring on his feet as much as he wants. He's taking a shower now. There's no shear. So Mela, people are going to say, oh, you used water, really old water. That's Mamish Lina. You're right. Typically, by us, there's a shear. And you need das. But he's not even using this water. He didn't fill it up on Friday. He filled it up 15 days ago. Or no, Yom Kippur to Sukkot, whatever. A few days ago. So Mela, that's the problem. That's the gzera. Fine. Nu sugya. Nishbecha oynis galsa. So if the water spilled, but we're talking about the next word, nizgalsa, it became uncovered. Mayim megulim, uncovered water. Hustle to do nisuch hamayim, v'amay, li'aber b'misanenes. Let him put it through a sifter. And then what? And then he'll know whether or not there's poison in there. Now, they ask a question. How can you put it through a sifter? It's bayir. How are you allowed to do bayir? So I saw Rabbi Yashiv says a beautiful pshat. A nice chap. So bayir, what happened? Let's put it through the msanana, says Rabbi Yashiv. Put it through the sifter. If the venom doesn't come out on top, then you didn't do bayir. There's nothing happened. You just put water through a sifter and water came out and nothing was sifted. And if there is poison, then it's garbage. Then the water is garbage and the poison is garbage, so it's psoilus and psoilus. And it's fine that you could do. You could separate psoilus and psoilus. I didn't see the tires anywhere else. They bring the cash, I didn't see.
Looks like
water. Looks is fine.
It's,
what?
It's
you mean you could drink it?
The only thing is to sift it and use it.
So we'll see in a second. You can't use it.
Obviously, but the question, of course, the Gemara
doesn't
understand which
one
uses.
Okay, so on the question, you can't use it. I don't know. Fine. Let's see. Don't ruin it. Such a beautiful thing. I liked it so much. You ruined the Gemara. You can't. We'll see. There's certain things you can't. That you're talking about shvus. But where is the raisa? No, but not for that. The melachas that they did, but not side melachas. Says Gemara, maybe this is a proof, not like Reb Nechemia. So if there is a strainer, and why do you use a strainer? Let's say with wine, says Rashi, very interesting. You know, like you read the bottles of wine, it says aroma of raspberry and then it's cinnamon, and it tells you all these things. So what?
Notes.
Note?
Yeah,
notes of raspberry. Yeah, okay, I got it, okay. Gee, lady, I didn't know you're holding. I thought you'd buy that 7 shekel wine. Ah. Okay. I didn't see it on the... Ooh, I shouldn't say the word because tomorrow, okay, yeah. Right. Erase. Okay, fine. So Rashi says, very interesting. They took a strainer, like sort of like we would do for coffee. You put in some cinnamon, some raspberries of this, and then you pour the wine over it, and whatever comes out with a little bit of a flavor and aroma of these spices. That's why there's a misanenet. I'm just saying, why do you put a misanenet there? Not for poison or anything. The opposite. We're trying to bring flavor in. So even if you have a strainer, the venom of the snake could still go through, says this Mando Amar. So a strainer is not going to help you. How thin is this? Is the venom of a snake different in consistency than water, than wine? I wouldn't think so, personally. I don't think that if you put venom, it's like a liquid, just like any other liquid, and you put it through a strainer. If wine can go through the strainer, so can the venom go through the strainer. I'm not going to drink that wine. That's what the Tanakhama says. I disagree. Not true. Basically, he argues and he says that the strainer has the ability to catch the venom out of his mancha tachtoina mechusa, ava pishel yoyin megula, ein ba mishum gilui. In other words, he's saying that if the strainer covers whatever it covers, nothing is going to get through there. The venom is not going to get through unless, he says, okay, fine, if the strainer doesn't cover the entire surface area, it's only half, you know, you put it in, you hold it on the side with some whatever, then I agree with you that it's megula. Then a snake will go through the side and put it in his venom. But if it covers the entire surface, I hold that the venom is not going to go through. It's like a sponge. It floats. So he holds that venom floats. That's the Gemara. So according to Rav Nechemia, that venom floats. Why can I throw this water through a strainer and see if there's any venom that floats? Says Gemara, Filu Tamer Rav Nechemia. Says the Gemara, major yesoid in Yiddishkeit. We had it a number of times. It's very, very important yesoid for Rosh Hashanah coming up. Afilu Tamer Rav Nechemia. Eimed the Omer Rav Nechemia Lehedyot. You want to go ahead and drink it. You had a fly that fell into your soda and you want to take it out and drink it. Good for you. Do that. Aval gavaya mi omar. But you're going to do that for Hashem? You're going to have a beverage that has poisonous venom in there and you're going to remove it with a strainer and then serve it that Melech? What's wrong with you? Look at this pasuk. Unbelievable. We have to take this pasuk to heart. If you are to bring a blind animal as a carbon, you say to yourself, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care? You think he cares? As long as you have the right das, it's in here. What? Exactly. Kayin and Hevel. Kayin, Hevel brought fruit. Kayin brought an animal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take. Kayin brought the animal, no.
Hevel brought the animal.
Hevel brought the animal, Kayin brought the food. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Kayin, I don't want you. I don't want your fruit. Yeah, shkoyach. Why? L'maisa, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care? He cares. L'maisa, he cares. Here's the pasuk. He cares. You'll say, it's just us. We're just human beings. We're palabatim. If you bring a blind animal, Hashem, ain't raw. What's not bad? It's bad. A lame animal. The chayla and the sick animal. Ain't raw. It's not bad. Let me see you, big shot. Bring it to your local ruler. The guy in charge. Let's say you want to make an addition on your house. You're going to bring a rotted apple as a gift? You're going to give him geshmaka stuff? Like my mother-in-law. I told you this, Mice, no? When Alal used to fly direct to Chicago, so there's a guy, a famous guy, his name was Gary, he was in charge. Every time she went to the airport, she would bring him a massive tray of Romanian meat. Over $150 every single time. And La Maisa, the guy, used to upgrade us to business like nobody's business. Every single time. Seriously. Every time he came, oh yeah, I have a couple of extra seats in business. And my brother-in-law, Bensi, when he got married, I don't know, I just remember this sight of 20 suitcases, literally 20 suitcases, all for free. Just bring them on. And one time I didn't have something and he stopped the plane. He didn't let it take off until I had a certain document. I don't remember what it was. Passport? I don't even know what it was. Mishuga, just a tray of it. But if we were to give him a fruit, a couple of apples, this, you know, yeah, it has to be the right way. But look, the bottom line is, Will Hashem take this? You see the pasuk, a human being won't take this. So why would you bring it for me? So many times I've tried this on my children. It's not good advice. I'm not very good at the chinuch thing. But I'll tell my kids, what? You're going to walk into shul with flip-flops? Seriously? That's how you're going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Machayim Lachem. But it's the pasuk. It's better than the pasuk. They think I'm crazy. And I probably shouldn't tell it to them. But this is how you come in. Like right after playing football, you're going to walk into shul with your what? Who's get over here with your flip-flops? Get over here. Lamai said, Doron, you made a tremendous investment. What, 100 gemaras he did for Sukkah? He doesn't want to say, maybe more. I don't even know. A lot of money. So maybe that's why you don't have money for real shoes. Unbelievable. Tremendous investment. But you were running late. But no, seriously speaking, I have a group of friends in Chicago, great guys. And they sat there and they were telling me one day how they met Obama. I think it was Obama. I thought maybe it was Trump, but it was Obama. They told me how they came mamish for pits with their best custom-made suits, with their best jokes. They were on. You think they pulled out their cell phone while they were schmoozing with him? And, hey, you know I'm here with Obama, da-da-da-da. Mapitam, they were sittering. They were mamish. They told me there's 16, 20 Secret Service everywhere, and everything you say and everything you do. And this is to Abbas of Adam. Okay, so he's the most powerful man on in today's society. But Abbas of Adam, so you come into the shul. I'm talking to myself, Batsam. It's if we have this thing for Rosh Hashanah, Melech Malchei Melachim, we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to think about it. He's like, he's Melech Malchei Melachim. Does he care? Yes, he cares. Look, he cares. Don't say, oh, I'm just a shaitan. He doesn't care. I can talk on my phone. And you would never do it to a president. You would never pull out your cell phone in front of a president. So don't do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you would never wear flip-flops to Obama thing.
Obama would wear flip-flops.
Oy vavoy, vavoy. All right, anyways. Hadron Aloch. Hadron Aloch. Lulav Arava. Hadron Aloch, Lulav Arava. Hadron Aloch, Lulav Arava. L'maisa, we need a psalm niggin here, no? Simen Tov v'Mazel Tov. Okay, you giving me a good niggin for... We finished the perek. Yaakov says no niggin, so two niggin. All right. So now we're in the last perek of Masechta Sukkah. Very sad. A week from now, we're going to be finished with Masechta Sukkah. And on to another beautiful Masechta. I think it's only a month long, that Masechta, no? Right, so another month. Hecholil Chamisha V'Shisha. So continuing on, if you remember, Daf Mem Beis. This thing has to be... It says red. Does that mean the battery is dead? Oh, we didn't have you yesterday. Wow, it's a good thing they brought that new thing. What does that mean? So now YouTube is not going to have any...
I don't care about the live
people. If you're watching YouTube live, go to Zoom right now because I think the sound is about to die. Yeah, but what about Zoom?
How are they? I don't care about the live guys.
Oh, there's a lot of guys in live. Yeah, he wants to switch the sound. And it's charged. See what happens when you leave us for the morning?
You're a great microphone.
Three microphones.
Yeah, I'm big tutsach. Competition with those guys, the tutsachs with the three cell phones. I have three microphones. You think? What do you think this is? This is a joke? This is a real share. Look at this. Wires coming out of everywhere. Oh. It's not to the point that I could tuck it in. It's everywhere. It's three. Okay. Look at this. It's like Hadassim. You need three. It's unbelievable. This doesn't look good. I'll put it over here like this. All right. Zog the Gemara. Zog the Mishnah. Chol Chamish V'Shisha. So if you remember that from Membeis, we had a whole Mishnah of different things. And now the previous Mishnayos were explaining that Mishnah Membeis, and now we're continuing. I don't know why it's a new perek. It's a new perek. Hechalil, the flute. Flute, you picture in your mind what it looks like. Chamisha v'shisha. Now, first of all, we have to understand that the flute is not only the flute. The flute means all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever they had, different instruments. Why is it called a flute? There's a number of reasons. Some say, you know, like when you start a song in a concert or whatever, the drummer gives like a beat or something. So the flute was the first thing that started. It was, you heard a, and then everybody started after that. So that's why it's called a chal, or it was the most prominent sound. You were able to hear that the most. Chamisha v'shisha. So real quickly, you have here, this is, let's say, in a year that the first day of Yontav is on Shabbos, Friday, Thursday. Thursday right over here. So you cannot play the flute on the day on Yontif. And you can't either play it on Shabbos. So now day 1 and 3, you cannot play it. So if you're going to take off day 1 and 3, 2 days from the 7 days of Sukkot, so now you're left with 5 days. That's Chamisha. Shisha is if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, then you could play, then you have more Chol HaMoed, and you can play the flute for 6 days. Zeu Acholil Shel Beis HaShe'eva. This is the flute that we're talking about by the She'eva, the Simcha of, here, right over here in this picture, the Simcha of them drawing the water and about to do Nisuch HaMayim, which is once a year on Sukkot. She'einoi Doicha Lois HaShabbos V'Lois HaYantav. Since it's only Simcha, Chachamim or Mesakin, that's Gzer Derabbanan, not to use instruments on Shabbos, maybe I'll come to fix it. Okay, fine. But since it's not so important, so Memela, it doesn't push off, even in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't push off. Today's Turning of the Daf, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuz, and Yeshuas. Meanwhile, you guys can turn the Daf to Nun on Beis. Please join Tehillim.8mindav.com. And by Shlomo Lazarian from Los Angeles, in honor of Rebellion's wife, for sacrificing her life in order for me to prepare the shir. Shkoyach. Itmar. Rav Yehuda v'Raveino chatoni shoyeva v'chatoni chashuva. We had it in a number of places. Places brings here in Avodah Zarah, they say Eda with the Aleph, with the Ayin. Different places in Shas. That the word in the Mishnah, did it say shoyeva or did it say chashuva? Shoyeva means to draw. Now there's a beautiful, beautiful places. Let's see places inside. Top places. Birushalmi mefarish and misham shoyavim ruach hakoidesh. Shoyeva means to draw. They drew ruach hakoidesh. Simple people. Not the Gdol, not Reb Chaim Kanievskis of the world, the regular people. Shashchina shoyer mitoich simcha, because when you're there and there's simcha, that's when ela mitoich simcha. That song. Dechsev vayi kinagei namenagei vatiel of ruach Hashem. They brought in the instruments so that ruach hakodesh could fall on him. A ma'isi uvde the yoina ben amitai. Amazing. Yoina hanavi. That there's a whole the navi for him. Shahayim Oyler Regal means a regular man who is Oyler Regal. Ubisimchas Beis HaShe'eva, Shor Sa'ala of Shechina. And because he went to the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, he became a Navi through that. He wasn't a Navi beforehand. Omar Marzutra, Man Detoni She'eva Ilo Mishtavish, Man Detoni Chashuva Ilo Mishtavish. You're not making a mistake. Any way you read it, it's not a mistake. Man Detoni She'eva Ilo Mishtavish, you didn't make a mistake. Dechsev Usha'aftim Mayim Besosin, the passage we had and we sang already. Draw water, b'sasayim. What does b'sasayim mean? B'simcha. Mandatoni chashuv ele mishtabesh. And if you say, the word is chashuv, domar av nachum mitzvah chashuv, like we had yesterday, it's a very important mitzvah. Uba m'sheshis mei bereshis. It's so important that Kesh Baruch Hu created it in sheshis mei bereshis. And it's the first word of the Torah, barashis. It's part of that mitzvah of drawing the water and pouring it in the mizbeach and putting in the shittin that go down into the time, whatever the reason is. Tan Rabbanon, Hecholil, Doiches HaShabbos. Oh, okay. This I made for the earlier sugo. Kol Anegeya by Migdash. Rashi brings the pasuk that you can't have machshava. You see, no, this is it's a mafurish pasuk. Kol Anegeya by Migdash becomes kodesh by touching it. Says the Gemara, Hecholil, Hecholil Doiches HaShabbos. The flute. We'll push off Shabbos. The word chol means choli choli. It's a sweet song. Divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda v'chacham roimim af yontav eino doicha. So machlokes is here. Does the flute push off Shabbos? Chacham say it doesn't even push off yontav, which is less than a Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yosi, and I'll explain to you. Machlokes is b'shir shakarba. Machlokes is when the Levim sing the song for the karbanos. Now, Rashi brings, he doesn't specify, but he says that the Gemara says that there's 12 places, times a year, 12 days a year that you use a flute. Very interesting. Now, this is for 1,000 points, and if you look at Rashi, it doesn't count. Well, I mean, you're not going to see it in Rashi. But let's see if you can figure out the 2 days that are not on this list. The 8 days of Sukkot, meaning 7 plus Shemini Atzeres, 8 days of Sukkot, that's 8. One day, the first day of Pesach, and the first day of Shavuos. What are the other 2 days that you play the flute? Yeah. Why Pesach Sheni? He says Pesach Sheni. Anyway, the answer is for 1,000 points. You get 500 points because you got half. Pesach Sheni, And Erev Pesach, when you bring the Korban Pesach, it's for the bringing of the Korban Pesach. Two times you bring Korban Pesach, Korban Sheni, Yudal Nisan, Yudal Iyar. Okay. The Rabbi Yossi saw our Ikar Shira Bekli, Vavoidahi, Vedoichas Hashavas. Rabbi Yossi holds, how do you play a song in the Beis HaMikdash? With instruments. So it's Machlaik, so we have the Shaila today also. Is the Ikar the mouth, the singer? Like that music that we have for, like, you know, the Sphero music, what is it called? The a cappella. Is that the Ikar? Or is the Ikar the whole arrangements of the music, of the instruments? If you hold, it's the instruments, Ikar Shira Bekli, the instruments, Vavoidahi, so therefore it's part of the Avoida, it's a Doi Raisa. The Pasuk says that you should play, you should have a Shira, it just doesn't say how, but you hold this with the instruments, therefore V'deich is a Shabbos, so pushes off Shabbos. Rabbanan Savri, Ikar Shira Bekli, yes, the Torah says you should sing with the Korbanos, but that's with your mouth, Vavoidahi. Now you want to accompany it with instruments, that's great, but it's not Doi Shabbos. As we said in the Mishnah, the shir that they played and they're all excited bringing the water, that's not in the Torah. That's just to express our tremendous simcha. And once again, Rashi says the words, chavivus ha-mitzvah. Again, you could have a mitzvah and you could have a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah and you go with all the nigunim and all the songs and everything. Yeah, like for instance, Bikurim, you bring a basket of fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like? Kain or Hevel?
Kain was fruit.
Okay. Kain was fruit. No, that was to give me a patch. Oh, that was Rebbe. So Nachamal, who is it? Kain is fruit. Kain is fruit. Hevel, okay. So when you bring fruit, but sometimes you bring fruit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says bring the fruit, and the wealthy people would put gold on the horns of the animals bringing the fruit. Because it's not just the fruit, it's how you bring it, it's how you do it. L'chaviv ha-mitzvah. Okay, it's very nice. You want to be mechaviv the mitzvah, and you bring a beautiful esrog box, and you do that, but it's not something that's doich ha-shabbos. How do I know that this is the machlaik? Is whether the song, the shir is with the mouth or with a kli? The sanya, kli shares, shasom shalates. Rabbi Paisel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah Machshav. We have a machlaikis. Can I make any kli shares? Yes, here. Take a look over here. Like, I mean, this one, obviously, we said is gold. But what happens if you take any kli shares? Yeah, this guy. You take this kli. This is a kli shares. And you make it out of wood. Make a nice gold, wooden vessel. Puzzle or not puzzle? Kli Sharis. We're not talking about the Kli Shira. Kli Sharis. A shovel made out of wood instead of gold. Kli Sharis has some shalates. Rabbi Paisel, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah Machshir. What's Machlaikas? My labakam ibligi. The man, the Machshir, Sava, Ika Shira, Bikli, Vialfino, Mabuva, the Moisha. You can learn from the flute of Moisha Rabbeinu that was made out of a reed, which is wood. So if Moshe Rabbeinu used it and it's kosher, so I could use all my kalim, all my instruments can be made out of wood. And if those instruments are made out of wood, then all the clay shards could also be made out of wood. But if the instruments are not part of it, it's just a nice thing to have. So I can't learn anything from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu just played a flute, but it's not a clay shards. It's not like this right over here. This is the Torah says he needs a clay shards. The Torah says by a shovel, you take the Torah and a kli and a kaf. That's a kli shor. Torah doesn't say to use a flute. He decided on his own to use a flute to make it nice. That's not a kli. So male, that's guva the machlekes. Man, I was just over ikashir with kli, bealfinu ma'bu with the moish. Man, the puzzle, sover ikashir with a pet. No! Instruments are not part of it. They just added it to accompany, but the ikir is the singing with the mouth. Beloy, alfinu ma'bu with the moish. And we do not learn anything out from the flute of moish. Says the Gemara, no, we don't have any proof here. Loi, that's not the machloikis, maybe. Maybe the machloikis is different. The kula alma, ikashir bakli, b'ocha b'danon efshar mishi, efshar kumi filigi. There's no way to make a flute out of metal. So Rashi brings it, but if you want to see it even more, Rabbi Chanan on the side, he just adds one or two words, but it makes it more gishmak for me. V'hoya koyle arev, it's mamish smack in the middle. V'tziva melech, so he just says melech. The king said, I see the flute, for Moshe Rabbeinu, put a bunch of gold on it. Cover with gold. And then it stopped making a nice sound. So then, and then so they removed the gold plate. Then it went right back to where it was. In other words, don't try to beautify it with gold and metal. It's not the same thing. You want a nice flute that has good sound, you have to do it a certain way. So Mela, it's dafka, that kli that you have to make out of wood. But if I take this kli that I could make out of gold and I make out of wood, of course it's not good. Just don't bring any raya from a flute that there's no way to make it out of gold. That is the way to make it. The way to make it is out of a reed, not out of gold. So that's machlokes. Can I learn? But or maybe not. Look, at the end of the day, we introduced a wooden kli to the Beis HaMikdash, so all kelim could be wood. Or again, there's no hechrach. That's what the Gemara likes to do. There's no proof because I could go in different directions. Everybody agrees that the main singing is with the mouth. And you cannot learn out all the kelim from Moshe Rabbeinu's flute. By the way, don't get too scared. It's only to the bottom page, and it's a very, very, very simple thing. Here it goes. The words in the Torah are Vasisa Menoras Zav Tar Mikshatiyas in blue. Now, there's two ways to learn. Vasisa Menoras is just a generalization, basically. It's a general thing. Make a menorah. How? Anyway, with wood, with gold, with silver, with metal, whatever you want. Stone. And then a second later, the next words, Zav Tar. Specifically out of gold. But then the Torah says, Mikshatiyasa HaMenoira. Make it from something solid. So the Gemara understands that that's a klal or a ribuy. So there's two ways to learn in the Torah. You have to pick and choose for the whole Torah. You can't just say, oh, in this passage I want to go like that. If you're of the opinion that in the whole Torah we go, like you say in the morning, klal or prat, klal, ain't a don elke, ain't a prat. So you have like this, klal, prat, klal. They're different in a way. What's the difference? When the Torah says klal, it means everything. Then the Torah explains. Prat is an explanation. And then the Torah elaborates on an explanation. So over here, this case. Make a menorah out of any material in the world. No, let me explain to you what I meant. Zav tar. Oh, but let me elaborate. It's not just zav, but it's any metal you want. All metals of the world. Klal, prat, klal. That's because the prat is an explanation of the klal. But if I do ribuy, miyot, ribuy, it's different. This is a ribuy. And the Arshul calls it amplification. The other one is generalization, specification, amplification, limitation. In other words, I'm amplified, everything is mutter. But then the miyot is not an explanation. It's not an explanation. I'm just taking it down a level. Don't do everything, take it down a level. It's not explaining. And then when I add again, I do another ribuy, I'm adding more things to it. So what am I left with? I'm only going to exclude one item in the entire world. Over here, klal prat klal, I'm going to exclude, it has to be very similar to the prat. So I'm going to exclude many items. It has to be metal. Can't use stone, can't use wood, you can't use any other material. But when I have a ribuy miyot, it's not an explanation. So I'm just limiting the big ribuy. So I'm going to limit one item. What? Earthenware. That's the whole nafkamina here. Okay, so let's see it inside. No, because ribuy miyot is more like a klal. Ribuy miyot is like klal pratu klal. It ends up like a klal. Okay, whatever. Says Gemara. They have a question: how to learn menorah? Rabbi Darish klali prati. But it has nothing to do if the shira was bepeh or not bepeh. Rabbi Darish klali prati vasisa menorah as klal. You should make a menorah out of anything. Zav tar explains the klal and says prat. It has to be a certain way. Not only gold, but I'm gonna allow you within the prat to go a little bit further and say all metals, not just gold. So klal prat to klal. It says in the Torah it has to be made out of a type of metal called gold. It's different. So you have a ribuy miyot, It includes everything. My Rabbi Kol Mili, any material in the world, my Miyad, but at the end of the day, you have the Miyot, Zavtar, that comes to only to exclude one item, Shalcheres, of earthenware, Rabboisai. Have a great day.